Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to The Imaginable Workplace, where we explore how to make work better. I'm Carl Javier, CEO of Puma Podcast, an award-winning podcast production company that aims to spread the joy, power, and value there is in listening.
And I'm Jackie Caniza, founder and managing partner of Haraya Coaching. Rooted in wholeness, Haraya supports individuals and teams by creating brave and safe spaces for transformation. In our previous episode, we talked about termination and the difficulty of seeing coworkers leave a company, which may be avoided if we hired with the right fit. Today, we're going to discuss the value of having a strong company purpose in building your dream team. How do you get the right people to join you?
You know, there's these companies that do PR really well. Like they brand themselves and they make themselves look like really good places to work. But sometimes you wind up there and that's not actually what it is. So sure, you can run PR so that you can recruit people who might be the right fit. But you really have to live those values that you're trying to espouse.
Yeah, I think it's so important. So I think that's why we'll start by looking at this word called purpose. Why is it important for a company to have a clear purpose? And what value does it have when it comes to employer branding? We talked to Nature Calderon, who's the head and vice president of strategy management and CX culture at Globe Telecom. She's also one of our managing partners at Haraya Coaching.
I think over the course of the last decade, there has been a lot of conversations in the corporate and in business about purpose. And I think maybe about 5 years prior, there was a lot of speaking about mindfulness. And I feel like that's not a coincidence. So why this matters to me is a lot of what I believe in terms of how we create movements and we transform personally starts with an intention and an awareness. And I think that intent, as it grows and matures, really becomes, I guess, more tangible. And then we land what this big question is of, well, what is my why? Why do I do what I do?
Nature says Globe went through their own journey of finding purpose back in 2015.
It's really kind of like during the time when we were already starting to hurdle the difficult challenges during that time. And we started to reach record highs that we had not been before, we had not had before. Our own CEO, our own leader, Ernest Koo, he's a really wonderful visionary leader who puts people and customer first. He also started to ask the question, well, what do we do when we're number one? When we've, you know, beaten competition at the game, what happens? And then we started to explore, well, what is our why? Because we have a vision. We have a mission, as most companies and organizations do. We have values. And it could not be that our purpose was to be number one. And there's self-reflection there and the organization reflection there is, what is it that motivates you to really get up in the morning? And we landed that by 2016. So by 2016, we had articulated our purpose story. And the purpose was to treat people right, to create a globe of good. Did we do right by our customers, by our stakeholders? Did we do right by our shareholders for companies, right? Did we decide based on the right intentions?
So how did articulating their purpose impact their employees as well as their would-be employees?
I think we were very happy about having a purpose articulated and rolled out. When we massively launched it, it gave us meaning to know that this is what we're doing. The purpose story includes our vision, and our vision, you know, is to make families' dreams come. We see a Philippines where families' dreams come true, businesses flourish, and the nation is admired, and everybody resonates with that. What was beautiful is, while we individually might still be going through our own personal journey of what the purpose is, it's nice to be in a company and in the company of people who feel like there is a sense of purpose. We don't tire ourselves out day in and day out for very difficult work just because. The generations that are coming in to the workplace really are looking for kind of more meaningful work. So the quick answer to that is, yes, I think we were able to attract more because they were looking forward to having a purpose-led, be part of a purpose-led organization.
I really appreciate how, despite already being a successful company, Globe still felt a need to clarify their purpose. And it sounds like they're going beyond just the work they do as they talk about supporting families and the country. And we've heard this theme come up when we interview team members of our clients at Haraya. Whether they're happy or not, they will refer to the meaningfulness of their work or lack of it as a source of their level of satisfaction.
Right. Having a purpose that excites employees and aligns with their values, it's what makes them more engaged. What I admire about a lot of young people that I meet and I get to work with is that they're really choosing to align their personal purpose with their work. They're finding jobs that allow them to express and pursue their missions and advocacies, and not just like going to a job so that they can make money.
Yeah, there's actually a study done by Kaplan and Anzaldi in 2015 about the impact of purpose in life, or PIL as they called it, on brain health. And they actually found that having purpose in life can be neuroprotective, which means it can help prevent degeneration of the brain later in life. Isn't that interesting? They've also linked it to cardiovascular health. I think more and more people are actually starting to realize this link between purpose and well-being, which is why they're seeking it out much more deliberately in their choices and decisions.
At risk of speaking for people, I don't think most people know that their brain health and all of this stuff is affected. But I think it's clear that people want to live in a very authentic and genuine way. And they're pursuing that. And it actually has real benefits. Right. So we're talking about purpose, meaning, all of these very important philosophical things that we can all agree are important to practice. However, once things get difficult and the more important concerns of business come in, it's easy to lose sight of them. So I think Nature talked about this when she was talking about competition and driving their team as they were trying to be number one. Let's listen to that part of the conversation with her.
I wouldn't call it so much a resistance as it is a balancing act, which we all went through, right? What was that like? Imagine a group of really type A overachievers who, with a good heart and lots of malasakit, want to get the job done for the right reasons for the customer, but also to meet targets. And maybe what was a challenge there is, you know, one of the things that Simon Sinek brought up when he helped us articulate this: finite game versus infinite game. Finite game is like reaching the targets and beating competition and, you know, these kind of like short-term wins versus the long play. But what we're really looking for is the trend, the long-term. We are building brand love. We are building better customer experience. If we just keep hitting only the finite targets, we will not be able to set our sights on a longer term play if we're not deliberate. So what is it that we're really trying to do? Is it, oh, we're going to hit our growth 3 times by next year? Or is it customers will love being served by us? Where I saw that was, and this is hard also to imagine play out, it's not an either or. We're not giving up the short term for the long term or the long term for the short term. And what that means is for every decision that we make, the purpose is lived out in that specific decision. So one small example, during that time, you know, there is an opt-in, opt-out, that time during when we had value-added services, right? So you used to get a lot of these things on SMS. And initially...
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Industry practice is you kind of like have to opt out to not get it. But one of the things that we did when we had establish the purpose is, you know what, silence doesn't mean yes. Imagine that is tantamount to revenue. But we had to believe that we really believed it. If we do right, the outcome, the brand love, the monies even, the share, and all these targets that we drive will happen. Another one might be our anti-piracy protection campaigns, advocacies. You know, when people use the internet, good, right? Or when they use their data, good. But that's not the only thing that we stand for. We want to protect our customers, the children, the content providers. And if we did not stick to our purpose, let's say, it's easy to say, yeah, just bring them in, right? Whatever will earn us stuff. But that's not what we're about.
Yeah, I really love that nature refers to balance, because I think that's what it's about really, right? Balancing long and short-term gains, balancing the need of all the different stakeholders in your company, balancing numbers with values in your decision-making. I mean, what are values for if at the end of the day, the numbers will trump them, right? What I really appreciate is how they bring a strategic intent to even the day-to-day operations. How do they live the values in a way that they manage their business every day? How does it translate to policies, procedures, and even product or service offering? I think that's where the link really happens.
So, Jackie, I think about this a lot because with Puma Podcast being a startup, it feels like every day I'm putting out fires. And sometimes the struggle is to just keep the lights on. And it's very, very hard to live and work according to principles or purposes when you see threats or when you see challenges. And there may be easier ways to address them if we didn't live up to our values. So I'm curious, how do you guys think about our communicate purpose and impact with your team?
I can so relate to that, Carl. You know, when you're running a business, you have so many big and small decisions to make, and they're not always as straightforward as you'd like them to be, right? So you could really get tested in how you live your values every day. And, you know, it's one thing to have a mission, vision statement written on a website or even a poster on a wall. And it's really another to live those statements day by day. So the word I think I'd use to describe how we try to do this in Haraya is intentional. We translate our big why or the purpose into everyday whys, from the way we're organized to the way we distribute work, talk to each other, make decisions, and even the way we design programs for our clients. And those intentions, I think, get validated when people, even outside the team, would comment about the vibe that they see in our team. And I've had people come up to me and say, oh, you know, I really like what you guys have. How can I be a part of that? And that, to me, is the real test of whether your purpose is resonating. If you attract people to your team who believe in the same things you do and want to help you carry out your intentions. That's a day-to-day thing. It's not something that you can just get done with and then you're set, right?
Yeah, I think that's why we love working with you guys.
Aww.
It's because it's, you know, it's easy to sort of do a team building. Marama trustful kayo ganon, and then and then that's it. You do a team building exercise and then everybody goes back to work and it's sort of the same. Or you draw up some documents and it doesn't really translate. So I think that's sort of where we're trying to find these overlaps, is when we can do exercises that allow us to draw out what our purpose is and then find ways to actually put them into place. Okay, so we'll talk more about trying to align our intentions and having purpose after this short break.
Hi, it's Jackie Caniza, founder and chief instigator at Haraya Coaching. Purpose, values, and culture are at the heart of business strategy. How do we pursue projects and activities that really align with where we want to be in the future, while guiding how we go about our day-to-day? Haraya supports its clients through meaningful strategic planning sessions that enliven teams around their shared vision and strengths. But don't take our word for it. Here's Carl reading a testimonial from a client.
We kicked off our strategic planning sessions by articulating our organization's vision, mission, and values. We are grateful to Haraya Coaching for journeying with us as we embrace our personal values, power, and joy. Revisit our high and low points, and appreciate our collective strength and blind spots. Ito na ata ang pinaka-productive at efficient na planning design na pinagdaanan namin, ang husay ng coaches ng Haraya.
Connect with us via harayacoaching.com to inquire about our Kasalig Team Development Program and get a free coaching consultation so that together we can create your imaginable workplace.
Before the break, we were talking about purpose and actually how hard it is to practice and live out purpose on the day-to-day. And one of the things is that this difficulty arises, or I'm expressing it a lot, because actually leaders are the main drivers of purpose. Like, it's up to the leaders of an organization to show everyone else what the behavior should be. But I think one of the important things for us also, right, is to be able to enlist some of our team to also exemplify those values. They become like brand ambassadors, both inside the team and externally, which was what we were talking about, like being able to show people from outside the company what things are like here. So the brand ambassadors wind up showing us how they understand our values and if we're actually living them very well. So here's Nature on how they rolled out purpose in their company so that other people would buy into it.
A lot of it is really driven by leaders. And by leaders, it's not just by position or authority, but those who really hold influence within the organization. that's kind of like when we think about a rollout strategy. It starts with the leaders of the organization having a conversation about it, determining it, having enough insights from the different members of the organization, and then communicating heavily what it is that we're about, what it is we're trying to do, and then listening. It is really conversations, platforms to converse, platforms to talk about what's challenging, what's real. And that's what we did in the first 2 years. We spoke with everybody as much as we could, down to our people on the front line, and sharing with them, playing back to them. This is our purpose, guys. Our purpose is this. This is what we want to do. Lastly, after all that communication, it's about experience. I forget who to attribute this to, but really, purpose is nothing without experience. So where it all lands is, what did we give as an experience to our customers? What did we give as an experience to our own people, to our own team, our small own little teams? What is the personal experience that you're getting with me? And that's where purpose really lives, because it's felt. Otherwise, it's a tagline.
That's such a great way to sum up, I think, what we've been talking about in this episode, what Nature said, that purpose is nothing without experience. And it is the blend of the two that will make the workplace something that people will look forward to going to every day. So what's your key takeaway from this episode, Carl?
It's hard.
Just one.
Purpose is hard. And my key takeaway here is that whether you're a small, struggling startup like us, or you're a big company, you're always trying to figure out how to cascade purpose across the team. It doesn't magically happen. And even if you're the most idealistic, inspired person, you continue to express that, and you actually have to put tools, conversations, systems in place so that this purpose is continually being revisited and reinforced.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. It takes work. And maybe for those who are listening to us, whether you're a leader or a team member, maybe some questions that will help you reflect based on what we talked about today are, you know, first, how can you be more purposeful in the way you do your work? Because you play a role. And how clear is that role to you in how you carry out this purpose at your company? How can you create meaningful experiences with those you interact with every day? Customers, team members, or communities that align with the values of your organization. Lots of things that we can do every day in the way we show up at work.
I'm Carl Javier.
And I'm Jackie Caniza. Thank you for listening to The Imaginable Workplace. This podcast is brought to you by Haraya Coaching, a company rooted in wholeness that supports individuals and teams by creating brave and safe spaces for transformation.
In partnership with Puma Podcast, an award-winning podcast production company that aims to spread the joy, power, and value there is in listening. This episode was produced and written by Macy Hoven and Jen Horn, and edited by Carl Sayat.
If you appreciated this podcast, then we're sure you know someone else who'd also want to improve their workplace. So please share this with a colleague or a friend, and follow the show on your podcast app for more stories, data, and insights on creating your imaginable workplace.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.